the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
What up, what up, what up? Okay, we're back with some more open mic. Well, I guess we've been in the open mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and I've been just stumbling through conversations about Midnight Mass and faith. And yeah, I guess at the end of the day, most important question is like, what's your faith in? Is it in people? Is it in organizations? Is it in science? Is it in religion? Is it in the cosmos? Is it in a can of spaghetti sauce sitting next to you that looks delicious? Why does it look delicious? It's a can of tomato sauce, spaghetti sauce even. Why is it a can? Couldn't it be a jar? Yeah, anyway. Random questions. But, yeah, we've been listening to some kind of ambient electronica. You were just hearing Lori Torres's Correspondences off the album Après Coup. And Ida Diana Maidstone's I See You off her album Angel Food. And, yeah, last one, I was like, you know, probably in the middle of this set, we're going to need a bit of a kick in the butt. So, yay. But yeah, I don't know, like talking about Midnight Mass, the music in it, the acapella renditions of a lot of these Christian hymns and stuff, it was interesting to hear because I haven't listened to that kind of music in a long time. And a neat thing about that style of singing is that there's not a lot of vocal embellishments. So, like, hymns were often written for non-musicians, like amateur singers, this, that, and the other, not like professional, paid, practicing musicians. And while a lot of music coming out of churches and stuff is quite technically good because they put a lot of time into it, a lot of effort, there's a lot of support for it. Yeah, you don't often hear these a cappella renditions. And there's like minimal vibrato, a lot of focus on intonation. And what's interesting is I was listening very carefully, and I noticed that in modern piano tuning, we use what's called the equal temperament in tuning, and that is where like each note is the same distance apart. But if you look at how we used to tune things, if we tuned by ear before we had like tuners with, you know, micro sampling capabilities and what have you, people would tune by ear and they would not be evenly distributed. Like it wouldn't be the same distance between each note. And so you would notice that like you go an octave up, like say you're playing middle C and you go up an octave. It's not exactly what you would expect it to be if you listen to a modern piano. It might be a little bit sharp, a little bit flat. And this is commonly used in classical music a lot with quartets and whatnot when they're playing with strings especially. Because like if you ever look at a violin, a cello, a viola, a bass, whatever, there's no frets, right? So you can put that intonation wherever you want. You can cover it up with vibrato, like going wiggly-waggly back and forth over a note. And oftentimes musicians would use like a little bit, they would play a little bit flat or a little bit sharp on a certain interval to heighten the emotional content of that moment. And yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to listen to. We got to get back to some more music though. I'm running out of time. So we got three songs coming up in this next batch. Tim Hecker's Sunset Key Melt from the album Shards. Loris S. Sarid's Edgar's Dance off the album Ambient Dollar Sign. And Tomo Nakaguchi's Filament from Out of the Blue. But actually, I have to change the order of that. I got a little bit of a hiccup there. So we're going to listen to Edgar's Dance first. And then we're going to go to Filament. And then we're going to go to Sunset Key Melt. So check in a bit.
Thank you.
What up, y'all? We are at the end, nearing the end of our time together on this kind of sunny Thursday, which is nice. And I've been stumbling through thoughts about the show Midnight Mass and its kind of exploration of faith. And I guess the only question I really have at the end of this, maybe you guys can think about this, maybe not, is what's your faith in? Is it in yourself? Is it in the people around you? Is it in the places you go, the people you see, the things you do? Is it in your work? Is it in your leisure? Is it in the world around you? I don't know. And if it is, have you told the source of your faith or the focus of your faith what it means to you, or what they mean to you, or have you shown it something interesting today? I don't know. It's what do you do with that? You know, it's hard to think about, hard to talk about, hard to live with, I guess, sometimes. But at the end of the day, gotta have faith in something. Maybe start with yourself. I try to do that. I try to do that every day. Try to have faith that, like, what I'm doing makes sense. What I'm doing has a point. What I'm doing is what I want to be doing. And I got to say, so far, so good. So far, so good. I'm kind of happy with the way my life's going. And I hope you can say the same. I hope you can look at what's going on around you and say, yeah, I have faith this is going to work out. I have faith that this is going to be where I'm getting to. But anyway, music we just heard was Edgar's Dance from Loris Esserid's album Ambient Dollar Sign. Filament from Tomonakaguchi's Out of the Blue and Sunset Key Melt from Tim Hecker's Shards. And if you liked any of that music and you thought if there's something that tickled your ear and you want to hear more of it, please go to cjsf.ca and you can poke around there and look for the playlist from today, or contact the programming director or the music director, and I don't know, make your voice heard. Let people know you want to know more things and have more things and hear more things that come to you from your local community radio station, or maybe not so local, because you can listen to our broadcast from anywhere in the world on cjsf.ca. There's like little buttons you can click on the right side, or if you're on your phone, just scroll around somewhere. It's in there. It's in there. But yeah, so that's it for me. Garen Fitzgerald, open mic. We're done. But upcoming, we got Nicole's Beats and Eats, Young Artists Bedroom after that, and Free Voices, Stories of Inspiration and Empowerment after that. So you got 3 hours of rock solid programming coming right up, and a whole lot of good things with that. Actually, Nicole's thing, Beats and Eats, like, she talks about food and music. And if you're hungry because it's around lunchtime, maybe that's a good accompaniment. Maybe it'll give you some inspiration about what you want to eat for today, or what you want to listen to while you think about eating later today, or what you just ate. Who knows? There's so many ways you could take that. So many different ways that you could take that. But, yeah, and then the Young Artist Bedroom, there are a couple of, a group of high school kids, actually, local high school kids, who are getting on air and just talking about cool things that they think are cool, and the music they like, and what they want to do in music. And, yeah, the Free Voices, Stories of Inspiration and Empowerment, that's a more of a talk show, and they're bringing you stories about things that you might not have heard of, that you should have heard of, and will hopefully kind of like feed your soul, feed your whatever, feed your faith in humanity. But, yeah, those are all coming up, and then there's so many shows. I just try to limit it to three, because I could talk all day about all the programming that comes on after this, but I probably shouldn't. Because you got better things to do with your time. But I don't know. It's been an interesting little stumble. I appreciate you for sticking around as I bounce off the walls in this dark room of the ideas that I'm having. But if anything you got from today, go watch Midnight Mass. It's pretty cool. Midnight Mass from the Flanagans. Part of their whole little... I think they're making a universe out of all those things. I don't know if that got canned or what. But I do have a song to leave y'all with. That's Dia's Sugar Rush, Till Every Petal Drops. And then, yeah, stick around for Nicole's Beats and Eats, because I tell you, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. And, thanks to everybody for voting yes for supporting the radio station. Bye.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.